You're listening to Radioactive International. It's that time of the week again. This is Sounds from the Attic with DJ Egg. Lots of weird, wonderful things coming up tonight. I've got some really off-the-wall stuff. I've got the Shags, I've got Wesley Willis, the Frogs, and we see what else we can throw in there. I'm going to start off with a couple of cover versions. Firstly is one from a band called Spell, which is Boyd Rice and Rosie McDonald, who used to be in Strawberry Switchblade, and they had an LP out a few years back called Seasons in the Sun. The LP consists of tracks like Down from Dover, Terry, Seasons in the Sun, Big Red Balloon. I'm going to start off with this one, which was a hit for the Outlaws. I can't remember the main guy's name who sang it, but anyway, it's Johnny Remember Me, and after that it's going to be one from Opiate, and there's their cover of the Lee Hazelwood song Sand, so see what you think.
When the mists are rising and the rain is falling and the wind is blowing cold across the moor, I hear the voice of my darling, the girl I loved and lost a year ago. Well, it's hard to believe, I know, but I hear her singing the sign of the wind blowing in the treetop way above me.
Hold me and I'll call. these lips or if you can, wandering man, I'll call you sand.
Stop that 6 o'clock. Right. sad, sad planet. Sad, sad, sad planet. Sad, sad, sad planet. Sad, sad. Wasn't there Jesus who said it? It's a sad, sad planet. She was working topless in a hospital. She was with your nephew, comfortable at all. Hoping for angels, it's such a bore. You're a wrinkled mutant before you get it. It's a sad, sad planet. Sad, sad. A sad planet. Sad, sad. A sad planet. It's a sad, sad planet.
That's a couple of tracks there from two Belgian bands, actually, who have quite a lot in common. First off was Deos, back in the good old days, before they really just kind of fizzled out, in my opinion, anyway. That's from the LP In a Bar Under the Sea, and that was a track called Little Arithmetics. One after that was The Evil Superstars, and It's a Sad, Sad Planet. And the main guy from them, can't think of his name again, my brain just is not working today, is now currently a member of Deus, so there's a bit of useless information for you. I'm going to play some weird and wonderful stuff now, starting off with this one from Tav Falco, and then we're going to kind of really get into odd territory. So I'll just play away and see what you think. It's Radioactive International. If you'd like to contact us, please do through the website, which is radioactiveinternational.org, and you can download shows and leave opinions or whatever you'd like. Anyway, here's Tav Falco, and this is The Funnel of Love.
Get you someday. Get you someday. Here I go, falling down, down, down. My mind is a blank. My head is spinning around and around as I go deep into the funnel of love. Oh,
the rich people want what the poor people's got, and the poor people want what the rich people's got, and the skinny people want what the fat people's got, and the fat people want what the skinny people's got. You can never please anybody in this world. The short people want what the tall people's got, and the tall people want what the short people's got. The little kids want what the big kids got, and the big kids want what the little kids got. You can never please anybody in this world. Oh, the girls with short hair want long hair, and the girls with long hair want short hair. Oh, the boys with cars want motorcycles, and the boys with motorcycles want cars. You can never please anybody in this world. It doesn't matter what you do, it doesn't matter what you say, there will always be one who wants it the opposite way. It doesn't matter where you go, it doesn't matter who you see, there will always be someone who disagrees. We do our best, we try to please, but we're like the rest, we're never at ease. Oh, the rich people want what the poor people's got, and the poor people want what the rich people's got, and the skinny people want what the fat people's got, and the fat people want what the skinny people's got. You can never please anybody in this world.
Canton Yale, the breeze man was in and they began to wail. The band put the amp do and began to swing. You should have heard rolls clanking out and a bird sing. Let's rock, let's rock. Everybody holds a block, both thanks to the alehouse rock. Spine my balloon is an saxophone, little young on the slight trombone. The drummer boy went just boom bam. Satan was probably on that track. Let's rock. Everybody holds a block, both stands to the eight house rock. Number 4-7 said number 3, you could tell a bird ever did see. I'm sure he belated company. Come and do Yale House rock with me. Let's rock. Let's rock. Everybody holds a block, won't dance to the Yale House rock. Sets up for sitting on stone, way your corner weeping alone. The button ain't button on square, if you find a pardon would chain, let's rock. Let's rock. Everybody holds a block, walks dance to the Yale House rock. Shifting under to the books to heaven's sake, no one looking on chance may break. Books trying to shift and it said nicks nicks, I wanna stick you around while I get my kicks. Let's rock. Let's rock. Everybody holds a block, to the Yale House Rock.
house is a place to rock. It is a restaurant where they buy food to eat. It is a good place to listen to the music. People flock here to get down to the rock music. Rocky Roll McDonald's! Rocky Roll McDonald's! Rocky Roll McDonald's! Rocky Roll McDonald's! McDonald's will make you fat. They serve Big Macs. They serve quarter pounders. They will put pounds on you. Rocky Roll McDonald's! Rock and Roll McDonald's! Rock and Roll McDonald's! Rock and Roll McDonald's! McDonald's hamburgers are the worst. They are worse than Burger King. A Big Mac has 26 grams of fat. A quarter pounder has 28 grams of fat. Rock and Roll McDonald's! Rock and Roll McDonald's! Rock and Roll McDonald's! Rock and Roll McDonald's! Rock over London, rock on Chicago. Wheaties, breakfast of champions.
There's not much you can say after that piece of genius music. That is Wesley Willis, and that's his track called Rock and Roll McDonald's. That's from an LP called Songs in the Key of Z, which is all these kind of outsider artists. And the tracks before Wesley Willis were also on that LP. One before that was Elrit Pilarm, I think his name is. He's a Belgian dude who's an Elvis impersonator over there, and that's his version of Jailhouse Rock. And before that, from 1968, was The Shags and their track Philosophy of the World. But some other interesting stuff on that LP is worth checking out. Captain Beefheart's there, legendary Stardust Cowboys there. There's, what else is there? Jan Dake is there. There's Tiny Tim, Shuby Taylor and the Human Horn. There's plenty of weird and interesting things to rock your boat. Anyway, a couple of tracks now for my friend Johnny Vivash, living over there in London, and he requested a couple from this band. So I'm going to play three, not two, but three, from The Frogs, and this is from their LP, My Daughter, The Broad. So we'll start off with this one. This is called Where's Jerry Lewis?
Where's Jerry Lewis when you need the man? Where's Jerry Lewis when no one gives a damn? There's my man up on the stage, and with the children about four in age. They're crazy, they're crippled, but they're lovely and young and wild and lovely
and crippled
and crippled
and crippled.
It's a crime. They're lovely
and lovely.
Where's Jerry Lewis, who's on the stage soon, who's coming up
capping a field?
I'll give
from
my
a crippled
money
baboon
to any baboon who's crazy enough to win my money. And there's a cripple, so I give some more. Oh, there's a fiver for your son. I love you.
I love you.
Your
too.
Lovely cripple boy.
Cripple.
The lovely cripple boy.
Cripple.
Where's Jerry Lewis when you need the man come Labor Day each year? Where's the Jerry Lewis?
Wheelchair blues.
Where's Jerry Lewis?
Winner, you're a real winner.
Where's Jerry Lewis?
I'm sad because my goat just died today. I'm sad, my goat just fell in the hay. Hey, we're all sad, the goat just died today. Oh, 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 we're sad enough to cry. Hi, 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 I'm sad, the goat just died tonight. We're sad, his funeral though will be out of sight. We're so sad, but in a way we're happy he didn't suffer too much. He only got the cramps once. Sad, oh, the piece of poop wouldn't come out of his belly. Sad, we had to call Doc Nelly. We're sad.
Over for a fucking start, I'd like to kill. Nobody gonna tell me what to do. I'll bite you black and blue. Then later on, when you're bleeding dead, I'll be laughing right over your fucking face. I'll be pissing on your grave. I'll piss on your grandma's tomb. I'm evil. I'm evil, Jack. I don't have no confessions. I got no conscience. I take lives as a bum would eat bread and butter. I'll take a life as a bum will take a swig from a bottle of whiskey. That's how I take your life, Missy. I'm evil, Jack. There was a priest who once tried to have a talk with me. I wouldn't listen. There was a priest who once tried to have a speech with me. I got news for him. He's dead now. I'm evil, Jack. You better keep a lookout behind your back, because I'm E-I-V-L-J-A-C-K, Jack. I got no hang-ups about nothing. I'll take a life. I'll take more than a life. I'll take life over death. No, you won't if you meet me. I'm evil, Jack. You may as well have a heart attack. It's better than going when the way I'll get a hold of you, the way you'll go, I'll let you know I'm evil, Jack.
There you go, Johnny. I hope you enjoy those tracks. They'd be right up your alley. That's the Frogs. That's three from them, from their LP, My Daughter the Broad. That one there was called I'm Evil. Before that was a track called I'm Sad, My Goat Just Died Today. And before that, yet again, was Where's Jerry Lewis. I'm going to play two now from Jeffrey Lewis and his brother Jack. And I'm going to start with this one called Williamsburg Will Oldham Horror, and then play Don't Be Upset. You listen to Radioactive International. This is DJ Egg with Sounds from the Attic.
Today I went to Major Math to remaster my old album, and on the L train in the morning I was pretty sure I saw Will Alden. He was wearing the same sunglasses he had on stage at the Bowery Ballroom. Had he come to walk among the Williams burgers of his kingdom? And like the burgers of Calais, will a sacrifice be demanded to offer up our dreams and beg for mercy empty-handed? And hapless in our hipness, crowded 5-2 in apartment, relegate our dreams to hobbies and deny our disappointment. Cause the Stones in 65 want total satisfaction, kid. But the Stones in 69 see grace in just getting what you need. But if that's a victory, then I'd hate to see what I'd look like defeated. Cause I know there are those who walk among us who seem to get their dreams unimpeded. Like today when I went to Major Math to remaster my old album. On the L train in the morning, I was really sure I saw Will Alden. He was wearing the same sunglasses he had on stage at the Bowery Ballroom. Had he come to walk among the Williams burgers of his kingdom? You might say, now there's a guy who seems to have the world laid out before him. Or you might say he's just a rich kid or a fascist or a charlatan. But either way you say it, if you look at indie rock culture, you really can't ignore him. Even if at first dismissive, after some listens, you'll enjoy him. I was thinking this on the L train, intent on bursting my own bubble. How long should an artist struggle before it isn't worth the hassle? And admit we aren't fit to be the ones inside the castle. This quest for greatness, or at least hipness, just a scam and too much trouble. But then what makes one human being worthy of an easy ride? Born to be a natural artist, you love or hate but can't deny. While us minions in our millions tumble into history's chasm. We might have a couple laughs, but we're still wastes of protoplasm. Like today, I was gonna waste some time and money to remaster some dumb old album. And on the L train in the morning, I was really sure I saw Will Oldham. He was wearing the same big sunglasses he had on stage at the Bowery Ballroom. Had he come to see the strife here in the gutters of his kingdom? For us noble starving artists are striving hard to feed our egos. Our mothers like our music and our friends come see our shows. And if our friends become successful, we'll consider them our foes. Go home to our four roommates after paying big bucks for rock star shows. What a nightmare, what a horror. I don't want no part of this. Just get me off this crazy ride. I'm gonna puke, I'm gonna piss. I'd rather kill myself. I'd rather just relax or not exist. But you say you wanna do an email interview. Oh, what the heck, I can't resist. Hey mom, guess what? Today I did another magazine interview. Honey, that's great, you're really famous. Yeah, and I'm 27 too. I kinda thought I was gonna grow up and do stuff that would benefit humanity. But it's getting harder to tell if this artist's life is even benefiting me. Cause today I was gonna waste some time and money to remaster some dumb old album. And on the L train in the morning, I was totally sure I saw Will Oldham. He was wearing the same big rock star sunglasses he had on stage at the Bowery Ballroom. And since I was feeling in need of answers, I just went right up and asked him. I said, Will, buying Prince Palace, whatever, what do you think about it? Is it worth being an artist or an indie rock star? Are you better off without it? Cause you know, maybe the world would be better if we were all just uncreative drones. No dead childhood dreams to haunt us, a decent job, a decent home. And if we had some extra time, we could do real things to promote peace. Become scientists or history teachers or uncorrupt police at least. Come on, Will, you gotta tell me. I grabbed and shook him by the arm. The L train was leaving Bedford with 10,000 white 20-somethings crowded on. He opened his mouth to speak, but was lost in the rumbling of the wheels. We were thrown together in a corner, and I yelled, tell me, man, for real. You're living comfortably, I assume, even if you're not quite a household name. You've reached a pretty high level of success and critical acclaim. And the L train got to First Avenue, and a bunch of people piled out. I was staring into his sunglasses, and I was really freaking out. I was like, Steamboat Willie, Bonnie Prince of all this shit. You're like the king of a certain genre, but even you must want to quit. Like if you hear a record by Bob Dylan or Neil Young or whatever, you must start thinking, yeah, people like me, but I won't be that good ever. And then I'm sure the thing is probably like Dylan himself too. Stayed up some nights wishing he was as good as Ginsberg or Camus, and he was like, dude, I'm such a faker, I'm just a clown who entertains. And these fools who pay for my crap, they just have pathetic puny brains. And then Camus probably wished he was Milton too, or whatever, you know what I'm saying? So will you be straight with me now that it's just us two on this train? Cause I was gonna spend some time and money today to remaster some dumb old album, and I saw you here on the L train, and I was like, hey, is that Will Oldham? He must at least have some perspective, cause it's like living in this town. I get so confused and wound up and uptight, and I just don't know up and down. And then we reached the last stop, and the subway was deserted. It was a long moment of silence, and I let go of his shirt. I started to think that maybe I'd made some kind of big mistake. I tried to walk out onto the platform, but by then it was too late. His sunglasses seemed to grow darker, and still he hadn't even spoke. He just came right up behind me and put his hands around my throat, and threw me down onto the concrete and kicked my face in with his boot, and dragged me down onto the train tracks and tied my hands back with his coat. And I was slipping out of consciousness as he was slipping down my jeans, and he was punching me and humping me, and I slipped off into a dream. So it might have just been a delusion, but I thought I heard him say something like, artists are pussies, and he clumped back up and ran away. So I lay there in the darkness on the train tracks, cold and broken. The hours passed, and I thought, well, maybe I won't remaster that old album. then I started thinking, well, maybe it really wasn't even Will Oldham, even though he did hold my arms and fuck me, just like Will sings in A Sucker's Evening. But whether it was him or wasn't, I couldn't forget the words he'd spoken. Artists are pussies like we're wusses, or we end up getting fucked. And other kinds of folks are dicks, tall, smart, and strong, and born to fuck us up. I know it sounds really sexist and stupid, it's a terrible analogy, but at that moment on the train tracks, it made a lot of sense to me. Maybe it's just some kind of natural balance, like two types of mental gender that's going on in all societies in one form or another. Like some dicks were born to conquer, I probably would if I could, but if I'm just a pussy, that's okay, cause in a few months maybe I'll put out something good. I took my darling out to the aquarium. Sea creatures stared at us and we stared back at them. My baby freaked when she peeked at that eight-legged blob with a beak. She was too scared to speak. I said, don't be upset, it's only an octopus. Don't bother it and I'm sure it won't bother us. Please don't be upset, my darling, please don't get upset. My baby came riding to meet me one time on the crowded last car of the downtown bound 9. She was brave but she caved when the train was delayed. It was just the last straw in her hard busy day. I said, don't get upset, cause it's not a catastrophe. Nothing will happen and soon you'll be back with me. Please don't be upset, my darling, please don't be upset. My gal's got a headache, her ankle is hurting too. The boots she bought gave her a rash, and her wisdom tooth is coming in. And it's damp out, and she's having cramps, and she's so mad at me cause I didn't shave. I said, don't be upset, I know you're feeling sensitive. I'll try to be kinder and be more attentive. Please don't be upset, my darling, please don't get upset. Darling, I said, I'm gonna be 27 soon. I've only got rejection letters and a sense of impending doom. And I think it's too late for me. All the comic book companies hate me and I try, but it's always the same. And I guess my art is just lame and it's strange, but still somehow I'm always not suiting their needs at this time. And she said, be upset, you know that you're wonderful, just keep on trying. And well, actually what she really said was, all you ever wanna talk about is yourself and your comic books and your album and your tour. And every time I see your friends, they just ask me where you are again, and it hurts, it makes me feel like dirt. I'm just gonna write where you are on my shirt. And I said, don't be upset, don't be in a bad mood, let's just go to the show and hang out and feel good. Come on, please don't be upset, my darling, please don't be upset. I'll do anything, baby, just don't be upset.
We the Golden Gate Bridge. Anything to feel weightless again.
From the LP True to Trees, that's one there from the Handsome Family, and that's called Weightless Again. Before that was two from Jeffrey and Jack Lewis from their LP City and Eastern Songs, and there was tracks called Don't Be Upset and the Williamsburg Will Oldham Horror. Gonna play one now from the Hypnotics, and it's from their LP Soul Glitter and Sin, and this is Black River Shuffle. And then I'm gonna play one from Big Star, which is Holocaust.
Thank you. instead can get out of bed and you can sleep. You're sitting down to dress and you're a mess. You look in the mirror. You look in your eyes. Say you realize everybody goes, leaving those who fall behind. Everybody goes as far as they can. They don't just care. They stood on the stairs, laughing at your airs. Your mother's dead, she said, don't be afraid. Your mother's dead, you're on your own, she's in her bed.
One there from the legendary Big Star, and that's Holocaust. That's about me for another week. You've been listening to Sounds from the Attic with DJ Egg on radioactiveinternational.org. I'm going to leave you with this one from Bette Gibbons and Rustin Mann from their LP Out of Season, and this is a track called Mysteries. Hope you enjoyed the show and catch you all again next week. Thanks for listening.
Cannot ask for more when time bell blows my heart and I have scored a better day. Well, nobody made this war of mine, and the moments that I enjoy a place of love and mystery. No more, I'll be there any of love and mystery. Oh.